It is not always easy to make sure your agency is using all the technology tools it has at its disposal. Tom Shoup is the editor-in-chief at Government Executive Magazine, and he's here to share what techniques agencies are implementing to get the best results from technology reforms like the 25-point plan and others. Tom, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks for being on today.
Great to be here again.
You had yourself a nice little event, I understand.
We did. We had our Excellence in Government Conference yesterday, the first of our, we have three of them over the course of the year, each one day, and that was, yesterday's was the first one on the subject of technology.
What'd you learn? What did you take away from this about what agencies are doing, specifically about the 25-point plan, but more broadly just trying to make sure that every agency's being as efficient with technology as it can be?
Couple things. First of all, the 25-point plan, I mean, if they wanted this to focus people's attention, that clearly has happened. Like, every time you turn around, it's, well, we're doing this because the 25-point plan, and the 25-point plan sets the agenda for this. I mean, it was clearly, from that standpoint, has been a success in terms of focusing people on what the agenda items are. So it was sort of imbued the whole conference.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing was, there's just, you know, the great thing about these kind of things is people can share, you know, information and best practices. And there's, you know, just some pretty amazing things going on out there when you see, you know, what NASA's doing in the cloud and what VA is doing in terms of trying to beef up its IT workforce. It's, you know, there are areas out there where I think there's real success stories that people could learn from.
I just had Jason Miller in here not too long ago, and he was talking about some responses from CIOs across government who were responding to the president's comments. Remember when he was caught off mic talking about how IT was horrible in government, and about 3 days later Vivek Kundra said, well, yeah, he said it because it's kind of true, and getting some pushback on that. Is that the sense that you're taking away, too? Is, although I know your conference didn't directly deal with those comments, but that's not the sense that it seems that IT people have about how they're doing what they're doing.
I think there's sort of a split thing. I think, first of all, I think that they think there's genuinely innovative things going on that sometimes don't get a lot of attention. But I also think at the same time that if you really asked people even within government, they would tell you that, yeah, there are serious problems with procurement processes and with developing the workforce. And they would say there are good reasons for that. There are constraints in terms of budget and in terms of rules and regulations. But I think in all, you know, candor, even people within government would tell you, yeah, we got some serious issues we're trying to work through.
I don't think anybody would argue with that, but we've heard Jeff Zients say a number of times, IT, not the process, not the procurement and on, but the actual IT itself is way behind what's being used in the private sector. And I think it would not be hard for somebody to make a strong case that IT in the federal government's at least competitive with what people find when they go to the private sector. I know I have vendors come in here all the time and say, yeah, it's not nearly as bad as people make it out to be, because people really only hear about the terrible, dramatic failures and not about some of the successes.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think there's an element within the administration that when President Obama talked about it, it was clear that, you know, the context he was talking about it was, he said, you know, I sort of expected to go in here and have all kinds of cool stuff at my disposal, and it turns out the stuff is not that cool.
Uh-huh.
And I think that, you know, if your standard is what are you're seeing on, like, the TV show 24.
I was just going to say.
You know, that may color your opinion of how things are. You know, it's hard for me to judge. Like, I don't feel like the, you know, computing power I have at my disposal is that much worse than or better than I've seen in federal agencies. Although I know that some are much further behind, and I do think there is a lag, although government seems to be catching up fairly quickly. But, you know, we've done some research that the large majority of government people are still on desktop computers as opposed to laptops, much less iPads or anything like that. So
mm-hmm.
I do think there is a certain sense that there's a bit of a lag.
You mentioned that the 25-point plan, if the intention was to focus attention on the elements of it that it's working. And one of those, of course, was the Mythbusters campaign that Dan Gordon has gone on. Did you get any sense of what impact that might be having on the part that you were talking about some of the acquisition challenges?
I don't think it directly came up in the course of the conference, but I think that there was a lot of clearly a lot of interaction between industry and government, even in the context of conferences like this. So I think that's clearly that's on the rise, and I think there's more of an effort to work together and to say, let's look at what some, we've identified as some of these barriers that may not be as big a barrier as we think they are.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think has been interesting about the Mythbusters campaign is, as I read through what it was that Dan Gordon was going to go out and talk about, I'm certainly no procurement expert, but I was surprised, I guess, by the surprise in the acquisition community about, oh, you can do this, or, oh, you maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Or I would have thought more people would have known some of the things that, that he wrote about.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing. And I think that part of it is people don't know. Part of it is, I think, even when they do know, there's just a real strong tendency to err on the side of caution in government, that, you know, the thing to do to be safe is to not do anything that might even be close to something that's bad. So I think the assumption tends to be, if it even seems remotely like it might be questionable, I'm not going to do it.
I was fascinated by your selection of Stanley McChrystal to give the keynote at this event.
Yeah, I mean, we had an opportunity to get to hear from him, and obviously he's a figure who has attracted some degree of controversy, but he has a long career in the military and has, we thought, some interesting insights about leadership in the federal context.
Yeah. We have linked up to your coverage at federalnewsradio.com, Tom, on your Fed blog. It's always interesting reading, and I read it whenever something pops up in my RSS, and I'm glad to have you come on and talk about it.
Well, great. It's great to be here.
Tom Shoup is the editor-in-chief of GovExec, and you can read GovExec linked up through federalnewsradio.com and hear all about the Excellence in Government conference that Tom was telling you about at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.